And welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of Small Pharma.
Yeah, we're back again.
Yep, my name's Anish.
And my name is B.
And today we have another fun episode of Small Pharma for you.
You know, just how we do it.
Mm-hmm. We do this. Completely normal episode. No funny business, no nothing, just a straightforward.
Straight to the point. We don't mess around out here.
Yeah, it's going to be another just normal cookie cutter episode. that's what this is right now. Yeah. How you doing today, B?
You know,
it's been a minute.
I'm swell.
Swell,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That bad? How are you doing that bad?
No, the weather is actually pretty good. And I feel like anytime the sun's out there just, you know, doing its thing, that actually elevates my mood a lot.
Yeah, it's something about, you know, vitamin D hitting your skin.
I think that's it.
No, I'm pretty sure that is it. That's why people always say that they might have, SAD? Seasonal?
Oh, yeah, like when people get depressed depression. When the weather is...
But I've also heard that that's not a thing anymore, according to, like, the guidelines.
They're wrong.
There's no such thing as a seasonal depression or something like that.
There's gotta be. I feel like...
I think it's got a different name.
Oh, okay, I was gonna
yeah,
say.
Yeah, a different name, but it could be the same deal. You know how things are in the medical community.
Things change.
There are, like, five different names for each thing.
It's very dynamic, you know.
Yeah.
Things change.
Like, the other day, we were working on a case, and then there's just this acronym that popped up, and I'm just like,
I've never seen this before.
Am I supposed to know what this is?
And the crazy thing is, there's an acronym for everything, too. Yeah. It was like, must there be an acronym?
Right. And God forbid you type it into Google, because now you're going to get, like, 30 different answers to that question.
Yeah.
One from, like, the business. Oh, yeah, that probably just means, syrup unduly bad economy. I don't know what I'm saying. The point is, like, you know, you always have to type in blank acronym and then put in medical abbreviation.
Yeah.
If not, you're going to get, like, 30 different things.
I guess the one that tripped me up one time was when I saw UFP.
UFB?
Oh, was it UFP or UPF?
UPF.
And I'm like, what the hell is UPF? I've never heard of it before.
See, if you went to class, you'd know, B.
I know what you're doing, man.
He's slacking. That's what he's doing. But yeah, the temperature is getting better. And you know it's not going to be good in a couple more weeks? Actually, it's probably starting right now. It's allergy season, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be a complete mess.
Yeah.
I was making the joke the other day. That, you know, whenever this pollen stuff starts dropping down from the trees, I just can't wait to just go outside to see my car, which is going to be covered with this, like, thin layer of pollen.
Well, does the mask help now that we have to wear masks?
Oh, yeah, I betcha, yeah.
So I guess that'll probably... You see, like, that's one of the things, like, apparently the flu numbers were pretty much non-existent this year.
Yeah.
Because of those extra measures we took to... protect ourselves from coronavirus and make everyone healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, in the long run, I think masks should stay just because of, like, you know, during, like, allergy season or just to even wear as a normal thing.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it should begin to become, like, just regular practice now. If you want to. I don't feel like they should enforce it.
No, I don't think it should be enforced anymore. It's just kind of like, hey, I'm feeling under the weather, but I still have to go to Aldi's or Walmart or something.
Exactly. And now all the vaccines are out anyway. So we have Pfizer, Moderna, and...
Yeah, it's like a free-for-all. Well, we do. Most countries don't. Most countries are still under just the 14-day quarantine, yada, yada.
Yeah, so that's a hassle.
Yeah. But yeah, I know we could sit here and talk about all these random news things all day. But I guess let's get into what this episode is going to be all about. So me and B, we've worked hard on this show for a while now. But, you know, with our time as being students almost coming to an end, we thought it was a good time to kind of end this show as well. Mainly because of just, you know, scheduling and just in the future, we're both going to be really busy.
Yeah, scheduling, life, and we're technically, well, you're going to be in Missouri, right, for your first rotation?
Yeah, most of my rotations are in Missouri.
Exactly. I'm going to South Dakota.
Oh, no. So it's going to be just a huge problem trying to kind of like figure out when to meet and if we want to do it virtually, which, you know. So, you know, we just thought, you know what, while we're in control of things, it's better that we kind of end it here.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And I also feel like we need at least one reflection episode just to talk about how we've metamorphosed from when we started this journey.
I was trying to figure out what you said. Metamorphosed? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. You said it fine. It just, it was like, what did you say? My time was what? Metamorphosized?
Pretty much how we've changed.
How we've changed.
Where we started, when we started doing this episode, this podcast, and where we are now mentally, and just how we've changed as students, yep. or how we see things differently.
And plus, I mean, there's always a good time. It's always a good time to reflect on things, you know, like whether it was the last year, last 5 years. For us, we're going to be reflecting on the last 3 years.
Last three years
of pharmacy school. But listen, it's always a good time to reflect. It's, if you want, this can be the therapeutic thing for this episode, you know?
It is. Which it is quite therapeutic.
Mindfulness and taking the time off and, you know.
Exactly, because I remember the first episode we did was in your apartment where that fridge was just groaning in the background.
It was before I knew that, you know, there's ambient noises. Listen, man, I love it, like, listening to ambient noises on, like, YouTube. Like, they got those 8-hour mixes of, like, coffee houses or party, parties, but, like, the rain noises. But I forgot that, you know, fridges and the next door neighbors and the noises that you may not actively listen to, like, exist, and the mic will pick it up.
Yeah, but you know what I think was interesting? How we just kicked into gear without any prior knowledge of how to do podcasts or anything. Yep. It was just like a weird, okay, we're in class, we have to do a project, like a PPD, and then it's like, let's do a podcast.
Yeah, no, that's let's elaborate on that, because that's really how we started. You want to say the story, or do you want
me to? No, you can say the story, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so the way... Yeah, sure. The way it kind of all, like, shook out was that, so in our curriculum here at the pharmacy school, you know, they really push us to be active in the community and try to do things in service of others, which, you know, of course, as pharmacists and healthcare people, we should be doing regardless. But mm-hmm. now they put the labels on, like, okay, there's a category A type of an event, a category B type of an event, and you have to do 3 per semester, every semester you're here in school.
Yeah.
And so B, the conniving, B, clever B was like, what if I created my own event, you know, that I had full control over, and which means that would lock me into having this event done every single semester. Mm-hmm. It was a genius idea. And so we just kind of went for it.
And then I think one of the main reasons why I was like, oh, I need to speak to Anish about this, because I've always seen Anish in class, and Anish is always like the super charismatic guy. He's always talking about stuff in class. I'm like, this guy's going to be a cool person to have a podcast with. And then I was like, yeah, let's do it. And I was just like, I don't mind. And then few weeks later, a month later, I guess, we recorded first episode. It started as kind of like a joke, but I felt like it just became super serious pretty fast.
Well, because I realized that there's so much potential in this. Like, for me, I feel like all my life, I'm just getting roped into things that I think that, maybe it's not going to really last. Or, you know, I'm a bit of a cynic, which I'm trying to work on. But, like, you know, when Bipra asked me about this, and I'm just like, yeah, sure. I mean, what am I going to lose, right? There's nothing to lose. You know, I started looking into, like, the details of what is podcasting. Like, I got to listen to a couple, but, like, what goes into it? What can I do? What can I afford? We're starting at a very, very low place of trying to figure out, what is this? What are we trying to, like, do here?
Yeah, I feel like another reason why I actually enjoyed doing these podcasts is, besides the fact that I got to talk about a lot of things that were interesting to me. Yeah. That were, like, we talked about a lot of things that I consider relatively personal to me.
Sure.
And I feel like if we didn't give ourselves the opportunity to speak about those things, we might never have the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah. No, I agree. What was your favorite topic that we talked about?
I think my favorite has got to be when we talked about our experiences as minority in the in the healthcare field. Because that's a question a lot of people don't ask you.
No.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people think about it on the ground in their minds, but they don't really mention it to you or say, like, oh, you know, you're a minority. Like, what's your experience like? What does it feel like? Because I feel like I'm the minority of the minority. Like, there's not a lot of black people in pharmacy school. Mm-hmm. Well, there's not a lot of black men in pharmacy school either.
Yeah. I mean, the percentages, if you look at it, right? Like, it's mostly female.
Mostly female, women. Exactly. Generally speaking.
And then when you get down to actual demographics, you know, it's smaller.
Slash twice. So it's kind of an interesting experience, because there's that thought where everyone thinks that, oh, you're either super smart and just, like, you know,
they make you a model minority.
Yeah, model minority. or you're just got in by chance because they needed to fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we need a black man. Okay, bring that one in. Mm-hmm. So it's always hard to make that balance. I feel like being able to talk about that was very therapeutic for me.
Yeah, of course. And I think it was a good episode.
It was a really good episode. I liked it. I'm biased, though.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, no, it was a good episode. I just wish we could have had it the first time we recorded it, because the things we talked... episode, we did have to record it twice. Because the first time, for some reason, it just disappeared. I don't know what happened.
We lost the data.
And so, I mean, things changed, you know, from that, from whenever we recorded that episode to the next time. I think it was almost a year. A year had gone by. And a lot of things had changed between us. I mean, our classmate, she was pregnant at the time.
At the time.
And she still is. But now, like, her views are different. Like, you know, like, before she was not having that burden, the burden of having carrying a child. And now she has that viewpoint. And so it was nice to account for that and sort of look at it through different lenses. And overall, no, I really like that episode, too.
Liked that episode. What was your favorite episode?
My favorite one that we did, which was, and for me, I liked it because it felt like it was doing, like, investigative journalism for me.
Which one?
It was, like, when we went to Missouri Poison Control and we talked to Dr. Matyshek. And, you know, luckily for us, she has a lot of connections with our school of pharmacy.
She's amazing.
And she comes over time to time to talk about the poison control and what they do. But actually going to her actual, workplace and seeing how things do or work, and then seeing how the pharmacist can play a major role in these, like, areas that you didn't even think about where a pharmacist could be. Like, I thought that was fascinating. And it was really nice that, you know, she worked 5 days a week, but yeah, she worked on site, like, maybe 2 or 3 days.
She had the perfect job, too. And plus, I thought it was really fascinating when I saw her in action, like, when patients would call, and like, oh, I swallowed a needle.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, she had to keep her composure, and you'd be like, okay. Yeah, like, she might want to laugh. Like, yeah, how did you swallow a needle, dude? Like, how did you do that? But she, you know, forewent.
I don't know.
She surpassed that sort of, like, that inner, like, that's something where I get stuck at.
Yeah, I feel like I would probably giggle a little bit at first and then pull myself to order and be like, okay, calm down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess it was definitely
a great position if you were ever wanting to be a pharmacist and wanting to, like, just have full control, like, work everything on a computer. Because, and without the annoyance of people patients maybe coming in at awkward times.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the
You get a lunch. You get a full actual lunch.
You do as get a and you work most of your times at home. That's the most interesting part.
And you get to connect with all these people across the wherever, because a lot of these poison centers are, you know, there's one poison center in St. Louis, maybe even for, like, the next 50 miles, 60-100 mile radius, until you get to maybe Springfield, Missouri, where there's maybe another one there, and that's almost 200 miles out. You know.
Yeah. So.
And so your volume is going to be very high. You're going to be talking to a lot of different people. So I thought that was a really good episode.
And I feel like every day, it's one of those jobs that's super dynamic, because there's always something. I mean, I'm pretty sure when there was that Tide Pod thingy, their phones probably were constantly ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I took a Tide Pod. Why did you do that?
Yeah. But I bet you at the same time, I feel like they probably got a lot of very just normal calls.
Yeah.
Hey, I took an extra Tylenol.
Yeah, am I gonna die?
Yeah. And then you move to the same pharmacy work. You'd be like, hey, what's your med profile? What are you taking?
Exactly.
Why did you take it? And it's even, like, pharmacy itself, it's very investigative, because you have to figure out, patient X is going to pop up in front of you, and now you have to not diagnose them, but at least understand the problem.
It's like trying to solve an equation. You have only limited data, and you're trying to, like, tie the dots together.
Yeah, and it's all depending on how many questions and the quality of your questions to you ask.
And I feel like what I really enjoyed about that episode and watching that old scenario was the fact that I thought it was a very creative way to use your degree as a pharmacist or your knowledge as a pharmacist. Because there's always something new.
Mm-hmm.
It would feel like you've heard everything, and then someone comes in and says, oh, I swallowed a house.
Yeah. So, another thing we want to talk about is, I guess, you know...
Oh, before we go, one honorable mention that was the cannabis one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that was so cool.
Yeah, it was, like, very cutting edge in the sense where Illinois was just... on the turn,
right on the cusp of changing. So we came the episode came at the right time. And I think when we were watching the show together, was I just watching it by myself, where they were cooking.
They were cooking with cannabis. Yeah.
I feel like that was what spurred that episode.
It was a good episode, episode to watch too.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I guess when you take a step back, it's just like, okay, I guess. I mean, the food looked amazing.
Right. But I don't know how it would have tasted though. But
yeah, I mean, I think that was the whole point of the show. It was to make sure.
I tried to make it taste good. No, still,
you don't taste any of the weed in the food. But yeah, that was a good like research. Like we met up together. Since we're from like Chicagoland area, we were able to drive over to each other's places. It was kind of like a day trip for both of us, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like the subsequent episode after that, where we actually talked about how much pharmacists know about, you know, marijuana, legislation, the CBD oil products, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, you know, that was a very good episode to be able to talk about, you know, why do we need to place a little bit more focus on this stuff? Because if patients are using it, it's only right for pharmacists to be educated about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Another thing I actually want to mention is that I really enjoyed the aspects of whenever we did this was to bring in people that weren't our faculty. That makes sense?
Yeah, true.
Because yes, our faculty, they're amazing people. And they know everything, right? You ask them about, you know, my leg hurts, they're going to be like, oh yeah, it's probably because of your allergies. Duh. But no, like, I really enjoyed those conversations we had with, like, people outside of our community or outside of the School of Pharmacy.
True.
When we had Dr. Holmes come in.
That was
when
very, very interesting.
We talked to, because by now he'd be Dr. Vogler.
Yeah.
That's true.
And by the time we had that episode, it was a student just like us.
He was already on Appies, I think. So, yeah, he was on Appies. And then, of course, Dr. Matuszek. So those were really nice.
Yeah.
Going out and doing the research and, you know, getting people to come in that you may not have interacted before, that was really nice. And it was just a big learning experience the whole way through.
It was. It was definitely a learning experience. And every single time, I felt like I always took something from these people.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's just like when you have a conversation with, you know, someone you've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what brought us together is this podcast. I always feel like I always felt like I gained something new from them because obviously the main reason we brought them was because we wanted to get their experience. Yeah.
And our hope was that, you know, whoever does listen to these podcast episodes that, you know, they learn something from this too, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Through our conversation, hopefully you learn something. Okay. Or maybe we even give you the avenue to look into it more, you know?
True.
Exactly. We might not have covered everything in cannabis, although maybe two episodes is a bit too much. On that, but
if in all fairness, it's a vast topic.
It is a vast topic, and you know, and I guess that's where some of our issues may come. Where it's like, how much do we cover?
How much do we cover? How vague do we want to be? How specific do we want to be? Because that's the crazy thing. We're pharmacy students, so anytime we think about things like this, we always want to think about it, you know, with very concrete, you know, scientific facts, you know, straightforward. But sometimes it doesn't all go like that.
Yeah. And I guess one of the nice things about pharmacy and maybe even healthcare in general, and I might be reaching for this, but it's just like, yes, the patient in front of you might be a complete unknown, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once you figure out the information, then it's a stepwise function. It's just like, okay, I did this. Now it's time to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to give him that. Okay, his insulin is there. I need to give him that insulin. Or I need to do this antibiotic, you know? But when it comes to this whole endeavor that we took on, we didn't know what was going on. This was a very open-ended question.
It was.
How do you start a podcast? What all goes into it?
Mm-hmm.
And there are things we didn't consider.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, advertising.
That's one big one.
Marketing. And I think that's what hurt us the most.
I feel like that was the biggest part, you know, especially when I feel like especially when we talk about, I guess podcasts could be considered entertainment.
Sure.
The entertainment industry, when you try to mix it up with, you know, the scientific industry or the pharmacy industry, and we try to combine that, especially being a student, I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I was super naive on how it would all turn out.
Right.
I just thought, you know, just make the podcast, put it out there, and fingers crossed, knock on wood, everything's going to happen good.
Yeah, well, I guess luckily for you, I was worried because I'm just like, it's not that, nothing is ever that easy.
Yeah, but nothing is ever that easy. I was pretty naive on that end.
Yeah. And again, it was a growing thing, you know, like, okay.
Yeah.
we thought it was going to be like this. No, it's not.
It's actually going to be way more. Yeah, it's definitely not. So I didn't. I guess I had to learn the hard way that making a podcast, actually, the recording and the editing and all of that stuff is just like 20-30% of the process if you're actually really serious about it.
Yeah. I was pretty serious about the editing, but then after a while, I'm just like, okay. For the most part, I think the biggest hurdle that I had to kind of go over was, A, of course, listening to yourself again on repeat.
Oof.
Because I think everyone hates the sound of their own voice.
That.
And thankfully, in our curriculum at pharmacy school, right, we had to kind of do these things where we had to do some counseling with, like, our colleague. Mm. And we'd have to watch our own video, which was, kill me.
That sucked.
We had to do that, and I guess that really sort of broke down the foundation of, okay, if I can watch myself do the thing, then I can listen to myself.
I think the hard part wasn't just listening to myself, but I saw myself talking. I'm like, is this what I look like?
Yeah. And then another issue that we always had was just, like, trying to figure out how we wanted to word things.
True.
Because, again, this is also another issue that I had personally was that the way my brain works is that, okay, if I have a plan, I'm going to want to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, I completely understand that there's going to be, like, random things that happen, a new question that might just pop up.
Yeah.
But, like, when things don't go the way that I want them to go, and then a new thing pops up, I get flustered. I'm just like, oh, no.
Flustered, and I'm like, oh, I'm off course now. Yeah, I feel off course. How do I get back on course?
Yeah. Because one of the, I guess, the intricacies of podcasting is that, you know, especially if you have, like, an interview, right,
mm-hmm.
is you have to make sure it doesn't seem scripted. Like, exactly. It cannot seem like a, so what do you think about this? Oh,
yeah,
that's what I think about
this.
Yeah,
because then it's just a regular, good old interview. Even interviews are, at this point, it's 2021, they're usually not super scripted anymore.
No, but at the same time, it has to be, there has to be enough variability.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also has to be, like, structure. The driving force moving forward, you know? So, again, as I think B said, like, you know, he was naive on certain aspects, and I was naive on a lot of other things, too.
Yeah.
And I think when it came down together, we had to both sort of really push ourselves to move forward and kind of keep it moving forward. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I'm grateful, honestly. I'm very grateful for, like, these experiences that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like this is one thing that me and you share that no one in the class of 2022 shares.
Yeah, no one in the class. Very few, like, organizations even have a podcast. I know that the Industry Pharmacists Association organization, they just made a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The American Student Health Pharmacies, ASHP.
ASHP.
They have a farm. They have a podcast. They have a very big one.
I only know one about, I know, what's his name? Oof, I can't remember his name. Garth something?
Garth Reynolds.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, Garth Reynolds, yeah. Not Garth Brooks, like what I thought. So Garth Reynolds is a, I think, pharmacist, but he works very closely in Springfield, Illinois, with legislation.
Yeah.
And he works very hard to, like, you know, make sure he's very transparent to us as pharmacists.
Yeah.
What's happening in the Capitol? Like, because there are a lot of policies and procedures and rules and bills that are being passed that involve the pharmacy, but they don't actually outright say it.
Exactly. And it makes sense. Sure. We need to have more pharmacists in there, actually.
Yeah.
Because he's a pharmacist, and most of the people that make these decisions on our behalf,
they're not pharmacists.
They've never been in a pharmacy.
Or healthcare in general.
Exactly.
Like, and so having that sort of dual sort of, not mindset, but mm-hmm. that way of seeing things from both a, like, healthcare provider and also a legislator, that's a very key viewpoint. And we really wanted him on one of our episodes, but of course that guy is way too busy.
It's possible to catch.
You know what, I understand.
You want to know another thing? If there's anything I've learned throughout my entire time in pharmacy school, is that pharmacy world is extremely small.
Yeah, they keep telling
us
every
semester.
Everybody
knows everybody. Yep. Like, for example, a pharmacist I work at my job
mm-hmm.
went to school with Garth.
Oh, wow.
We were classmates.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, well, do you know this guy? I'm like, oh, we literally tried to get him on our podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, yeah, it's crazy. It's just somehow this world is so small, and I don't understand how it's that small.
Mm-hmm.
It might be because of just job opportunities.
Yeah.
The way it's all structured, but it's crazy.
For example, our professor, Dr. Shirley,
mm-hmm.
was classmates with my manager at my job.
Yeah,
so everyone knows everybody, literally. It's like you just walk somewhere, it's like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just, that's why when they tell us, you know, just always put in, you know,
best foot
your best foot. Yeah, because I'm telling you, everyone knows everybody out here.
Mm-hmm. How about school? How does school and everything go for you? School. I mean, we've talked about this a couple times, but like.
Yeah, I feel like especially this has been the avenue for to air out our frustration with school every time we're like stressed
we
out.
We do.
And we have a big exam coming up.
Yeah.
But I feel like time flew by so fast. Anytime I'm thinking about school, that's what I'm thinking about now. Mm-hmm. Because it all became so real now. Recently, we got our pins for a pinning ceremony, which signifies that we're done with the didactic parts of school.
Like the textbook learning and everything.
Yeah.
And I guess for those who may not know, right, pharmacy school is typically 3 years of like sort of textbook in-class learning and then 1 year of rotations. And the rotations are called advanced pharmaceutical practice experience or something like that.
Yeah.
And so essentially, it's just 8 modules, 5 weeks apiece, going from May to next April. And we kind of rotate between different areas of pharmacy. And we talked about this in our first episode, maybe.
I think we probably did when we,
I hope we broke the illusion that pharmacy is just that place at CVS, you know?
CVS. If there's anything that I hope we've been able to accomplish is that anyone that listens to our podcast at least knows that pharmacy is beyond CVS and Walgreens.
Yeah. And so one of the things we have to do is we have to go to a hospital and then be as like a hospital pharmacist, or we'd have to focus on just the medicine aspect of it. So they'd be like the ICU.
Exactly.
There are pharmacists that work in transitional care.
Yep.
So going from hospital to home, home to hospital, and hospital to nursing home.
Yeah, literally that's all they do. We have specialty.
Yes, specialty medication.
Difficult to treat disease states like HIV or cancer. So we're talking about drugs that even people that work at Walgreens have never seen before.
Yeah.
Or probably only seen when they were in pharmacy school. Mm-hmm.
And so there are just so many places that the pharmacist can go work at.
Yeah.
The pharmacy can be utilized in. And so I guess our one hope is that the fact that the pharmacy is very all-encompassing. It's a very global thing. And we hope that, you know, maybe you all have, you know, understood that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, whichever, what have you.
So back to your question, what about school? I just think, when I said like I feel like time has gone by so fast, that I really meant that.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of, I feel like I'm at the point where I'm just excited for the future because I don't know what it holds. But thinking about how fast things just went by, it's like, I can't believe we did all this, these things.
It's exactly what they said, you know. They kept telling us in pharmacy school, you know, just, time's going to move fast, guys. It's going to move very fast. And then while we were in
we got time.
As a P1 and then half of P2 year, right, while we were still in class, like in person, it was a lot of fun, man. Like just hanging out in the back.
Yeah, right. Until Corona
cracking
came.
Jokes.
Corona came in as like
me and all my friends. I think B too sometimes.
Yeah,
we all sat in the back row, like a couple of bad kids.
Dude,
you know,
we literally have a group called Back Row.
Yeah, we have a group chat and everything. We stay connected.
Yeah.
But man, it was the friends we made along the way were just really amazing.
True.
And you know, trying to like kind of push us in different directions, push us to be better people. And so it's unfortunate, man, that the new students that came in now, or even the last year, man, like with COVID, having to stay home and be away from all these people.
I feel like that was the hard part, you know, being, COVID just dispersed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's more about, you know, we just want to be safe, you know. And I feel like one of my biggest concerns when COVID first came is, am I going to spend extra time in school because of COVID?
Yeah.
Because that would be incredibly difficult to take.
Because you know that they're going to make you pay for it.
Of course. They're not.
They're not
going
to be like,
free.
Hey, because due to COVID, we're going to give you a semester
free.
They're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah, no.
You know how hard it was for them to give us all that money back anyway.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, that was nice. The nice that, you know, we're still on track to finish.
Yeah, we're still on track to finish.
It sucks that we only get to see everyone really, twice a month?
Yeah.
When we have exams in person.
And you want to know the crazy part is that I feel like life on Zoom is very, very, very different from life in actual class.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I changed a lot. I was already introverted. And I feel like once coronavirus set in fully, I became super introverted more.
Yeah.
And that's when I started recording music.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was just what I did to keep myself busy.
Mm-hmm.
Busy when coronavirus started.
Yeah, no, it's hard. I think a lot of people went through a lot of different changes when the COVID-19 pandemic started. Especially people who had, like, you know, like the psychoaffective disorders such as, like, you know, depression, anxiety. Mm. We had a whole episode on mental health because it was overwhelming at that time.
It was overwhelming.
And the way the world was changing, how things were happening when it comes to, like, just cruel criminal injustices, racial profiling.
And there was, there was that old time, too. That was a, in terms of the history of this country, that was a dark time. Mm-hmm. That was a dark time to think about all of that with the death of, George Floyd and the turn of events. Yeah. And we were still dealing with coronavirus at that time.
There were just so many things we had to deal with in 2020. Yeah.
Someone described 2020 as the shortest, longest year in the history of time.
I think that's very true.
Because it went by so fast, but the amount of things that happened in that amount of time, it's like every single day you wake up, it's like another one.
Yeah. Something new is always happening. And it's been a ride. Dealing with school, trying to plan these podcast episodes out, trying to plan for writing all the episodes. Mm. And it's crazy how our creative process has changed over the time.
It has changed.
It's changed from, like, mostly scripted meaning, like, you know, we'd have all the ideas, information out there.
Yeah, extremely structured. We had everything written down to the stuff we were going to say.
Because the thing is, I was so concerned about having things factual instead of having things kind of light and sort of casual. Because, like, okay, if we're going to do this and we're going to broadcast it to people are going to find it on Spotify, I don't want to tell them, like, yeah, weed is completely okay. You can probably smoke.
They don't hunt you down.
Oh, yeah, it's a liability thing. But then afterwards, we realized that there was a different way to go about this, and we came to this conclusion, you know, hey, let's just ask questions.
Yeah.
Let's just ask questions and, you know, if we try to answer to the best of our ability.
Because I feel like it's a learning process for us. Yeah. No person is an island, so I feel like being able to learn as we go, that's the most valuable thing in this.
So, would you do it again?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
I'll definitely do it again, but I feel like with all what I know now, the approach would be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But, like, I really value how we were able to get everything set up. The only thing that I would probably change is, like, the marketing end of it. Yeah. Would have been a little bit more. Would have put in a lot more effort in that aspect. But would we have been able to do that with all the stuff we had to go through with school and everything and work and all that?
And I think it comes down to how I sort of view life, how I worry about things in the future. It's all about planning.
It is all about.
It's all about, okay, we drop this plan, right? Mm-hmm. Initial plan. Of course, it's going to change, right, in the first 3 years. But, like, that plan is just so it's a safeguard, so we know what we have to do. What we each of us have to do.
True. You
know? Because it should never end up being one person's project.
True.
I know we're in a lot of group projects right now, and it's kind of feeling like it's one person carrying a whole team.
True.
But
true.
That's what I hate about, you know, those projects or things like that.
And that happens.
It starts off as, like, this passionate thing, and then it ends up, you know.
I feel like all of it has to do with, like, motivation just.
Motivation. That's it.
It just literally dips. And that was, if I'm being honest, that's one of the things that happened to me, even on this podcast. If I'm being honest with myself, I feel like I just lost motivation at some point. And, yeah. And would I do it again, though? I would definitely do it. But everything, I will definitely take things a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different, yeah.
I agree. I mean, of course, I would definitely want to go do it again with the knowledge that I have now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like if we decide to start another podcast right now, it'd probably be bomb because we have so many experiences right now.
Yeah. And I think one thing I'd also add is that I'd make sure to do way more research about the actual, you know, how this podcasting works.
Yeah, and I think we've also been pretty efficient at doing, you know, setting these things up now. Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, getting equipment, you know, like an actual... like, what's it called? Like a mic cover, arm, all that fancy schmancy stuff. It'd be pretty dope to have. All right, so we talked ad nauseum about, you know, what we have done. So what's coming next? You know, I guess in terms of this podcast, we're going to call it quits for now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good call just because, you know, as I said earlier, it's one of those things where it's time.
Yeah.
I think we're diverging.
Exactly. And I feel like... when we started this podcast, we talked about how we wanted to document our journey through mm-hmm. pharmacy school. And I feel like this is the perfect time to end it, because this is practically, for all purposes, for purposes of actually being in school, this is the end of our pharmacy school journey. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll all go on our different rotations and probably see ourselves like once every month or so.
I mean, it depends on where we all end up, you know?
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's been a real trip, you know? And it's crazy. We have a month left mm-hmm. of school. Exactly. Right? At the time of recording this, we have just started April.
Yeah.
And it's... Yeah, we have like 4 weeks, then a fifth week, which is going to be finals, and then 1 week off, and we're off to rotations.
Over. Yeah, and that scares me. That actually frightens me to think about it.
I'm terrified too, because I feel like I'd be scared regardless whether or not we had in-person or out on Zoom education. Yeah. But I just feel like I just don't know anything. I know absolutely nothing.
That's exactly how I feel. But you know what I have also thought about it? Well, I feel like because I work... It helps me understand that I actually know more than I actually think I do. Mm-hmm. It's like when we do it in school, it's like, okay, I'm just memorizing this so I can pass and get it over with.
Yeah.
But anytime the practice comes, I always find myself being able to use the knowledge that we actually have. I mean, it doesn't mean that I remember everything, but I always find out that at least I have a peripheral knowledge, or just being able to answer basic questions at least.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least being able to find the right place to look at stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're really trying to hammer home. It's like,
yeah,
even if you don't know the answer, there's at always a great to resource to look it up. And that's going to be always the fallback.
Because
mm-hmm. like, you definitely don't want to give any patients the wrong, what's it called? Medication, or the wrong sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Advice, wrong treatment.
Oh, yeah. I'm worried about that, but... We'll do it. People have done it. They didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a Nigerian
saying. What's your first... They're not going to die. They're not dead.
Yeah.
Your first rotation?
My first rotation is in rural Missouri, about 3 hours away from here.
Jeez, how'd you get that? I know how you got that, but that sucks.
Yeah, because the owner of the pharmacist, it's an independent pharmacist, and I'm pretty sure we talked about that. I'm fascinated by independent pharmacy because mm-hmm. I want to own a business eventually. Mm-hmm. And if it happens that my business is a pharmacy because that's where I'm trained in, that's even all the best for me, because then I can use my degree to its fullest extent.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the main reason why I wanted that rotation
mm-hmm.
because rural Missouri, and the preceptor has like a rep for... focusing more on the business side of pharmacists than mm-hmm. the clinical parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very interested in seeing that, just getting that experience mm-hmm. on that angle.
For sure, yeah. That sounds crazy. 3 hours and 3 hours deep into Missouri.
No, I'm not going to drive 3 hours every
day. Yeah, I was going to say you probably get like an Airbnb or a hotel.
Oh, they do offer accommodation.
They offer accommodation?
Yeah,
of course.
Furnished apartment.
That's really nice.
Yeah, right? That's what I said.
Do you have to like, I assume, pay for the rent? Or?
No. It's covered.
Sheesh, man. I would have applied for that.
Yeah, it's covered. I mean, you have to pay for your food, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's a small cost of price yeah. to pay.
So when I heard that, I'm like, yeah, sign me up. Even the South Dakota rotation is, accommodation is free too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's really nice.
But I think I want to drive over there though, because I need a car. I'm not going to be stuck in the middle of nowhere.
That sounds terrible.
Without a car. So I'm going to have to drive myself there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I feel.
How about you?
Me, I am... It's funny. I've lived all my life in Illinois, and literally all of my rotation sites are in Missouri or St. Louis. I have one place,
dude,
one time
in Illinois. One thing about Missouri I don't like is the roads are really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The roads are actually
bad. Oh, the
bad.
Roads, not the rules.
No, the roads.
Roads, oh
the
yeah,
the roads
of
are pretty, pretty bad.
Yeah. But my first rotation is going to be in a psych unit, I think.
Ooh,
psychiatry.
Fancy.
So it's a behavioral health thing. So I'm very interested in it. And the two concepts that I've walked away from that I really, really enjoyed in pharmacy school are cancer and mental health.
I have a cancer rotation too.
I can't wait to see Dr.
Hecht.
I hate you. I would have loved
dude,
to get that site.
You want
to
know who I hate? Whoever got the poison control rotation
in Chicago?
Chicago, Missouri, whichever one. I applied for both.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any.
Yeah.
That's the person you should hate, too.
I'll go find them and I'll hate them for you, too, Lee. But yeah, no, I kind of dug myself into a hole. So with the Hotly's rotations work is that you pick five that are patient care.
Yeah.
And then there's three that are non-patient. Two non-patient. Let me take that back. Five patient care, and mm-hmm. they're like required things you have to do.
Yep.
And three of them have to be rotations where two are, they are all electives. Mm-hmm. So they can be like specialized areas such as like specialty pharmacy,
yeah.
Transitions of care. And two of them can be non-patient care.
Yeah.
So as MBAs, right, we want to find something to do that is non-patient care, but still pharmacy related. And so I got accepted into the Pharmacy Quality Alliance, which is a rotation in like Virginia, close to DC. So I'm pretty excited about going there. No, they said that it's on site. So I'm really happy about that.
So wait, my question is, are you gonna pay for accommodation the entire time?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to pay for that. It's gonna suck. It's all gonna suck. But I've never been to DC.
That would be a very valuable experience. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that I'll get to learn a lot because I do want to go into more like medication safety mm-hmm. and all those like kind of like.
I mean, who knows? You could even get into legislation. We need more pharmacists
I can't do that, man. You need a certain type of person to go into legislation.
I feel like you have the personality for it.
Yeah, personality, my energy meter has gotten considerably smaller as I grow older here.
You're not that old.
Death is coming for me soon. But that'll be exciting. And then the other one that I will be going on is a Guatemala trip, which hopefully will not get canceled because I know that there is some sort of political unrest.
You already got your COVID. When you get your vaccine, do you still have to get the tests regardless?
I'm not sure.
Every time you travel?
I'm not sure. But the big thing with Guatemala is that there is some political unrest in the country.
Mm.
And the school doesn't want to send us when there's probably violent protests happening.
Yeah.
But I've heard it's a gorgeous site, and it's just going to be a lot of just Spanish-speaking, which is what I'm really signing up for, because I really want to be able to, you know, bridge the gap between...
You already speak Spanish, don't you?
I speak a little bit here and there, but, like, I would like to be better, and I'd like to be more fluent.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm still doing that code-switching thing, where I'm thinking about the thing in English and then trying to translate to Spanish, and then spitting it out. And so, in a normal conversation, it's not like that. It's a little bit faster, quick-paced. And so because that's true. I could not take another fun rotation such as
the poison control,
I wanted to take the industry rotation, but I couldn't do that.
Well, you didn't do that one?
I couldn't do it. I don't have space.
Wow, I could have sworn that you got that one.
I could have. It would have been so easy.
Yeah.
But no, I couldn't do it. But yeah, that's gonna be, and then in 2022 we graduate.
Right, and then we're gonna be a fresh. New sets of pharmacists, you know.
Yeah, treat us
nice because we could be your doctors very soon.
Yeah. Catch us at CVS. Just kidding. No, I think neither of us would want to go work at a CVS.
Yeah, I feel like with all the experience we've learned right now, we might want to do something a little bit more
I mean, I'll
not
say this.
Say that CVS is not rewarding.
No, yeah, I'll say this. I think I'd want to work at a CVS or Walgreens or any sort of... independent retail pharmacy, like later on in my life, because right now I have the energy, I have like the willpower, and I, you know, you have the motivation to do something else, something bigger.
I feel like that's just being young.
That is being young, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that we're still relatively young, we have that willpower to like just experiment and try different things, and then you might just retire.
Yeah, and I think that'd be okay because by that time in my life, I'd want something stable. I'd want something sort of
low risk.
Low risk. High reward since you'll still be able to help the patients, and right now I'm just looking at the horizon, you know.
Yeah, dude, I'm right there with you. I want to do everything, try everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what are your plans as we head toward graduation?
Well, I've been recording music, so that's pretty much what I do for my pastime now.
Okay.
If I'm not studying for pharmacy school exams. Oh. Actually, it's not that bad. This last semester is becoming a little bit chill, but I also feel like...
Deceptively chill.
Deceptively chill, because it's like every other week. One week is chill, then the next week is like bam, 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 bam.
Yep.
And then the other week is like chill again. And then
yep.
So, like this week has been really chill. I'm like, wait, what's due? I keep asking everybody, what's due? What do we have to turn in?
Yeah. It doesn't help that we have so many groups and stuff
going on. There's so many groups. It sucks. Yeah. So, I'm just going to keep recording music, living my life.
What's you your what's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
My music name?
Yeah, your music name.
My music name is
just B?
No, it's not B. You're not going to find that on Apple Music. My music name is Kronika, like K-R-O-N-I-K-A. So, yeah, stream my music, too. That's a shameless plug.
What kind of music am I expecting here?
It's a genre of music called Afrobeats, influenced by my life as a Nigerian. So I spent, you know, most of my early years in Nigeria. Most of my years, pretty much. I'm still pretty young. So that's the kind of music I sing. It's interesting. It's a very tonal music. So check it out. But yeah, in terms of where to, that's pretty much all I've been doing. And pharmacy school stuff. And yeah, my mind is pretty much open to pretty much new things now. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just looking forward to my next rotation in Missouri and see where that leads me, you know. Meet new people, get more experiences, and just grow from there.
Yeah. You know? I think as young people and as healthcare people, growing, it's always going to happen. We're always going to be forced to grow and kind of be pushed beyond our limits and become better individuals. Exactly. That's just the nature of our job.
It's the nature of our job, and I feel like being a very small world, at some point, you're going to meet everybody.
Yeah.
You're going to meet everybody, and meeting, you know, those aspects of like where you keep meeting new people, that's where you get new experiences every single time. Yeah.
I don't know. I say look at it like this. Yes, pharmacy is a small world, but mm-hmm. you're never going to meet everybody.
Well, I didn't mean it like literally, though.
No, but what I'm saying is you should be always be willing to be like, okay, even if you may know them, mm-hmm. you know, kind of look at it like, okay, maybe there's something I still don't know about you.
True.
Because a lot of those interactions you're going to have as we grow, like in becoming pharmacists, is that very professional. It's like, okay, hello, Dr. J.
Everyone's doctor.
What did you think about the new rheumatology guidelines that came out, doctor?
You know what? Let's go grab a beer and talk about rheumatology.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to say. That's the kind of networking that's going to really kind of change.
That's the actual one, yeah.
Well, yes, the professional one's going to be very important.
Yeah, I feel like the professional ones are really good. But once you kick out that professionalism and, you know, get to know people on a personal mm-hmm. level, I feel like it makes the connection
much more deeper, robust.
Than just, you know, work colleagues. I mean, you have to still keep stuff professional.
Yes.
But that's how you actually make those connections that last forever.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, because I mean, how many parties? Everyone's been to a party, right?
Yeah.
And then they just kind of say hi to someone, like, oh, how's the weather? How's it going? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you remember that person that you talked to? Probably not.
No.
And they probably don't remember you either.
Exactly. And what I'm kind of pretty excited about is, I mean, we're all pharmacy students now. And, you know, we're about to get done. I'm kind of excited to see where we'll all be in the next 3-5 years and see what we'll have. Yeah,
it'll be wild.
Will be wild because there's 80 of us. You know? Who knows?
And for some of us, right, some people in our class, we've seen them grow, right? We've seen them grow throughout the 4 3 years. Yeah, and then there's some people who, you know, haven't done that much growth. Mm-hmm. But now, once this school thing is over, maybe this is when they start growing.
The crazy thing about pharmacy school is you're going to grow regardless, whether you want it or not.
True.
Because they're going to force it on you.
Yeah. And plus, it also helps that a lot of the students in our class are pretty young, you know?
Yeah,
true. Like 22. So they're very young. The world is still... Because so
once you're plunged into the wild of rotations, I mean, some of those guys, they're not playing around. It's like you get on there, you get to work on the spot.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be forced to grow at some point. So.
For sure.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and that's all we can really have, like just excitement. Excitement, we channel it and make sure we do it right.
Yeah. Get through this next year. I feel like the biggest part is... One thing we've not talked about, passing the NCLEX eventually.
Oh, yeah. Which, it shouldn't be that bad. I think our school has got some pretty good stats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really
good stats. So, I'm not really worried about that.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time we wrap this up.
Sounds about right, yeah.
But, yeah, as we kind of wrap this up for the last time, we just want to say thank you to everyone who sort of supported us, listened to us, gave us feedback, our mentors... especially Dr. Seganga, sort of fostered our like interest in this area of like being podcasting and talking about
things. Yeah, I feel like the reception was actually not bad at all. When we talked to people about, I mean, I'm not talking about in terms of listenership, I'm talking about just when we talked to people about our idea of doing a podcast, mm-hmm. it seems kind of crazy. But when, you know, everyone I've ever talked to, that's kind of cool, you know? Like, what do you talk about, you know?
Yeah.
So the reception has actually been pretty cool when I tell people that, you know, when we told people, okay, we wanted to start a podcast, you know, everyone was really willing to help. You know, when we talk to, like, faculty and say, okay, we might need you on this episode. Just give us some ideas and talk about things like this. It was actually easier than we expected it to be. I remember our first episode where we had a faculty come in. It was Dr. Wilhelm. I recorded in that tiny room back in...
We were in just the School of Pharmacy and just recording, like, this little broom closet or something like that.
Exactly. And, you know...
It was okay.
Yeah. But... I feel like that was the point where I felt... That was the point where I felt like, okay, this is kicking into gear now. This is not, you know, recording in the house with the fridge in the background anymore. No. This is like, okay, it's becoming really serious and professional, and we have to treat it as such. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we started posting stuff on Spotify and everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a journey. Again, it's all about, and I guess the biggest lesson that we'd like to tell you about, you know, yeah, we talk about ad nauseum, you know, pharmacy is a small world, but it's also about the people you know.
Yeah.
Right. So since we talked to our faculty, one of the faculty members, he in turn connected us with someone at the main campus, and he then helped us out and, you know, provided us access to one of his like recording booths.
Yeah.
Which is why the sound quality has gotten, you know.
I feel like our sound quality...
Increasingly better. Yeah. As, you know, if you listen to our first episode or second episode...
The first episode...
I wouldn't listen to it.
I feel like no one can see me right now, but our sound quality was here. And then once we started recording here, it just like...
It's through the roof. Yeah. All the way up there. And so, yeah, there's been just a lot of support with just like that personal one-on-one connection that we've always had. And so, yeah, we'd like to say a huge thank you to everyone who sort of helped us out with that. Like, without them, we wouldn't be here in this room talking about this and wrapping up our episode. Yeah. And even our personal growth, too. Professional growth and personal growth.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I feel like I've pretty much learned something new at every one of these episodes.
Yeah. And with that, I guess we're going to really close this down here. Oh. Hey, remember... not Clint. Not him yet. If you do want to follow us or, you know, continue to keep up with our lives, we're still going to do pharmacy things, maybe just in a different way.
And, yeah, I feel like now it's going to be more focused on just more content for the page more than, you know, recording the podcast, man.
Yeah, feel free to follow our individual, like, Instagrams or something like that. And just kind of keep in touch if you do listen to us. My Instagram is niche95.
Yeah. My Instagram is, I'll give you the easy one to remember, Kronika4L. So Kronika, Kronika, 4, the number, and L.
Yeah, stay in touch. We're still going to do pharmacy things, just not in the podcast format. And we'll see where life takes us.
See where life takes us, you know.
Okay. And, well, with that, we'll just say goodnight to Clint.
Clint. I hope you're not too tired. Who's Clint?
Yeah, Clint. Well, it's not his real name. He's one of our classmates. He goes by many names, like many of the deities in my religion. Many named, many handed fellow. But he's a little older than us. Yeah. And he's always complaining about how he's tired.
Yeah, my back hurts.
My knees hurt. That's who Clint is. So we hope he's not too tired. We was able to catch this episode.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Good night. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.